Preds back on the ice tonight against Ottawa. Pregame 5:30, puck drop at 6:30. Special thanks there to Trey Crowder for joining us in studio. One of the funniest dudes I have ever listened to. Even if you don't necessarily agree with everything he has to say, you cannot deny the funny. There's no question about that. Hal Gill joining us here on the show. Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Puckett's. Hal, sir, how did the Big Apple treat you, and how's Canada doing?
Oh, it was pretty good. I mean, things are a lot more fun when the Preds win around here. I won't lie to you. Now, New York was a good trip. And, you know, Mason and I wanted to turn it, so we went out pretty hard one night, and we turned it around for the team. So
so Predators fans can thank you too.
I don't want to take all the credit because, you know, eventually the players have to play. But, you know, no one plays guilty anymore. And Mace and I went out pretty good, and, nice. And we took care of it for them. So they don't have to worry about it. It was impressive. It was really two great wins, though.
No, and it was. And you know, listen, players don't view it this way. Coaches don't view it that way, of course. But fans, I think if they go into Ottawa tonight and they play well again, you know, the offensive onslaught from Tuesday night – And the way they bounce back after going down 3-1, Forsberg's power play goal, and you know you pick up 4 points. If you were to tell Preds fans, hey, you're going to get 6 out of 8 points. If you can win tonight, it sort of makes the Boston game a house money game on a 4-game road trip. I know players and coaches never view it that way, but fans have to look at 6 out of 8 points or 7 out of 8 points and say that was a hell of a road trip for our team in a critical situation.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can. Fans can look at it that way, but. I think for the most part, and the Preds have been pretty good at this, just playing the game ahead of them. And if you try and look to Boston and worry about that, then you're not focusing on Ottawa. But it's a team they should beat. If they come and they've been using the word invested, if they come and play invested, then they should get this win. And it's nice when players are making plays, though. That's the difference, you know. Yet you have all the role guys going out, like Blackwell and Trennan. And Watson, those guys are going and getting heavy on the forecheck. But when you see guys making plays like Craig Smith and Cali Yarncroke and Philip Forsberg, Brian Johansson, the list goes on with guys that made plays in that Islanders game, and that's how you win games. I mean, eventually you need your big guns to step up and get it done.
Now, how critical has it been for guys, the secondary guys, to step up, guys like Bonino, guys like Grimaldi, those guys that are having really good seasons thus far, knowing that Victor's are out and there's been a kind of this up and down with the team, more up lately than down. But how important has it been for those guys in their play?
Huge, huge. And, you know, if this team wants to have success, just like every other team in the NHL, you need secondary scoring. That hasn't been the problem for the Preds. It's been the top-tier guys making sure that they, even if they're not scoring, but putting more pressure, you know, you need your top two lines to start doing some offensive zone cycling to get busy so you're not playing in your defensive end. You know, Roman Josi and Ryan Ellis have really pushed the offense for the most part, and they can't be the ones called upon to do it. And to get guys like Bonino, who's, I mean, he's having a great year, but it's no secret what he's doing. He's not hot. He's just doing all the right things and getting rewarded for it. So in the end, it turns out he's pretty hot, but it's because of all the little things that he does well. And Cali Yarncroke has had a great – I mean, the scoring touch he has, he's always good defensively and does all the right things, just like Bones. But it's really about that scoring touch that he has, and that's been huge for the Preds. That's kind of – carried them through. I think it would have been even worse of a season, start to the season. So now to get all the other guys going, that would be huge, especially on this road trip.
You're listening to Hal Gill, brought to you by Puckett's here on Morning Drive. Braden Gall, Derek Mason, and the Preds back on the ice tonight. 5:30 pregame, 6:30 puck drop. A little unusual start time there for those of us here in Nashville. And you mentioned Roman Josi there, and obviously he and Ellis playing offensively at an otherworldly clip. I don't know if it's reasonable to expect them to do that. And like you said, you need the big guns to show up. But is this sustainable for Roman Josi for the entire season? And is this finally the year that maybe the national hockey landscape? I know he's very well respected in the smart, nerdy hockey world, but like, does the casual fan and the NHL media writ large, is this the year he finally gets the sort of the Norris credit he deserves, and can he sustain this?
Yeah, you brought up a great point, because everyone in the league knows how nasty he is and how he changes the game. And I've talked to other teams' coaches, other teams' players, and they're all just in awe of what he does and talk about him as a Norris guy. But Carlson's getting all the points in Washington. So, you know, he's the guy everyone is looking at. The funny thing about Josi is that I think he's been snake-bitten, and he's come out and got a couple goals here and starting to feel it. But he was getting a ton of chances and couldn't find the back of the net. And so now, I think it's not just sustainable, the pace he's on, but I think he should amp it up. He should pick it up. The way he skates and the way he controls the puck, there's no reason why he shouldn't be getting more points. And don't forget, the power play has been sputtering, and he's the point guy on the power play. He's going to get a ton of points as soon as that starts to click. So, it's sustainable, and I expect more from him.
Now, assess Matt Duchene and how he's playing, because obviously, you know, the big numbers are not there, but I gotta believe that he's affecting the game in a positive way in other ways.
Yeah. You know what? He's a guy that his first step is cutbacks, his exchanges. If he can get those back to where they were at the beginning of the season, I think he had a little bit of an injury. You know, he missed that game, and it was kind of a setback. And I don't know if he's quite 100%. And not that anyone in the NHL is ever really 100%. But if he gets that first setback, that creates so much separation. Then he's got the skill to take care of business and make all those plays. He's another guy that will benefit when the power play starts to come around. But he's right on the cusp of it, and I think we'll see how the lines shake out today. But I think if he's playing with Forsberg, you're going to see his numbers go way up and his production be a lot better than it has been. So we're sitting around waiting for it, and I think he's probably a little frustrated as well. He wants to start getting going, but I think it's there. It's just sometimes a little bit of a step, a little bit of a miscue, it can take you way off your game, and I think he's getting that back.
Hal Gill, always a pleasure, man. We'll be on. We'll be listening tonight again. Pregame 5:30, puck drop at 6:30 against Ottawa. Back on the ice, two more points, critical for the Preds to run back into the playoff mix. Hal, thank you so much, man. We do appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And wish me luck. I'm heading out right now, and it's only -3, but I think it's going to get up to 6. So it's going to be a nice day in Ottawa.
The heat wave is coming.
Balmy in the afternoon there. Very nice. Enjoy,
yeah.
Hal.
Way up to 6.
enjoy, buddy. It's like 42 here. So Hal Gill, of course, brought to you by Puckett's. Always a pleasure talking to Hal again. You can hear him and Pete on the call coming up tonight, 6:30 puck drop, pregame at 5:30. Is the season forgiving? And 102.5 The Game is in the spirit. The Game National is accepting donations of toys, winter clothing, or school supplies at our offices right here at 1824 Murfreesboro Pike in Nashville, Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Donations will benefit the Our Kids charity, the homeless, and, of course, the Pencil Foundation. You can also donate between 2 and 6 p.m. at the Sudden Service convenience store located at 129 Lubin Hills Road in Kingston Springs. Plus, while there, enter for your chance to win a Winter Classic jersey. For more information, visit thegamenashville.com. Or the Game Nashville app. 102.5 The Game, season of giving, brought to you by Sudden Service Convenience Stores. We've got a lot of answers to our Twitter question today at 102.5_MD. We'll give away that $100 gift card to A Moment's Peace Salon and Day Spa, and the Rewind when we return right here on Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.